Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And
off.
You join us on what is ultimately, well, let's see how it goes, won't we?
Yeah, we're running down the, it's a new run. We've researched it. We're running from Paddington to Hayes train station down the canal.
Down the Grand Union Canal. I think one of you got in touch a while ago and said you use this for long runs. Because we often run the Regent's Canal around, you know, east, north, east London. And this is the Grand Union. Heads out west. We're heading west.
We're branching out, aren't we?
We are.
Uncharted territory.
Paddington. We said we'd meet by the bear at Paddington.
Yes.
And they've moved the bear at Paddington.
Of course, I'd never seen the bear, so I didn't know this. So I'm just waiting at the bear thinking,
yeah, and
where's Rob?
Where the bear used to be. And
then Rob got with the program.
Yeah, under the clock. Yeah. They've moved the bear to where it is in the Paddington arrives in the film, which is
very really?
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the film?
I haven't seen the film yet.
Oh, no. It's lovely.
I've heard it's good.
It's really good. Recommended it. It's beautiful. It's touching. It's funny, and it's also a hymn to how to be open-minded about immigrants and refugees in London, because it's the London way.
So Paddington is a metaphor for refugees, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We must adore and endure each other, it says on a wall during the film.
It's well, that's so much nicer than merely tolerate, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's going to be bikes, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that must have been the ghost of a bike.
Right.
So I heard a ping.
I don't sense it's going to be as busy as Regent's Canal.
No. It's funny, on Monday,
yeah,
I went running. I was quite near your house, actually, running up the Parkland Walk.
All right.
And there's loads of people running quite in the middle of the day there. I thought, that's nice, that's touching. And then I realised something.
Yeah.
It's tube strike. Right. They're all people who should have been at work.
Monday.
Perfectly fit.
Yes. Monday was hilarious, wasn't it? It was because I went into town because I was doing a gig with McIntyre, and just as everyone was leaving, I was going in. I'm amazed and gladdened by how civilised everyone is.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes, this morning, woo. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
This morning, coming in, we're not used to rush hour stuff. And I don't know whether it was abnormal or not. I sensed it was just a normal morning.
Yeah, I think there's...
But blooming hell, it was hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's tube trouble, but I think there's often tube trouble.
Yes.
And it's just so many people. I mean, respect due.
The way people factor it in and don't go crazy and little delays and without...
But you feel like you're not too far off. People are losing it. It's like when people say, can you move down a bit? Move down a bit, please.
Yeah, but they don't though, do they?
No.
And they're so close to each other, you know.
Yeah.
There was one woman trying to get into a really full carriage and said, I'm only small. It was just like, it was funny.
People are happy to let it happen slowly. I suppose that's the way to do it, isn't it? I mean, because I hit the platform at King's Cross.
Yeah.
And it was full to breaking point. Like, people waiting back up into the corridor, but I walked down to the platform and went down.
Right.
Constantly people going, oh, you want to come through? And sure enough, there's less people down the platform.
Yes.
And then when the train came, there's room on the train. But it's like 1,000 people on the platform thinking, oh, get the next one.
Yes.
Which is probably the...
You've got to be chilled, haven't you? Yeah. You've got to be relaxed, haven't you? If you do that every day and get too stressed...
Yeah, exactly. He's
going to do your head.
Well, I don't know if I could do it. You know, I mean, obviously, it's a very luxurious position to take, but I just can't imagine it. Look at this. So we're going out west along the Grand Union Canal. We're just about to come in under the west.
So that's the west way there, is it?
Yeah, it's all pretty good.
Like it. Nice bit of... Nice stretch of motorway, that, isn't it, the west way?
Yeah, beautiful. That's like something from a J.G. Ballard book.
Futuristic.
Yeah.
So how are you this morning, mate? I mean, let's deal with the here and now. How are you feeling? How are you? What are we coming off? What's
well,
happening?
Left knee very stiff.
Right.
Very stiff.
Yeah.
But I'm running on it. It's all I've got.
Okay.
I think it's particularly stiff because I did some good hill training at the weekend.
I saw that. You texted me something about...
It's a good run.
Primrose Hills 5 times or something?
Yeah, I took my daughter to...
What have you been up to?
I took my daughter to this drama club she does in Islington.
Yeah.
And it's just near the Regent Canal.
Right.
On the... at the west end of the Angel Tunnel.
Yeah.
So I picked up the canal. I thought, I've got an hour. I got down the canal and I ran to Primrose Hill. Bottom of Primrose Hill, where we met Susie Chan, remember that?
Yes.
And so I saw how long that took. Took 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, well, okay, I've got 20 minutes.
You've got 20 minutes
here
to play
in Primrose
with.
Hill.
Yeah. Let's have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to a nice coffee shop.
Yeah, that's it. Sat down at a pint. Yeah. And I thought, I'd do it with songs. I was listening to music, so I thought, it's not. I'm okay if I stick around here for 3 songs.
Right.
And I ran straight up the front of Primrose Hill. Very nice. Down to the left, rounded up again 4 times.
That's great, man.
Headed back along the canal, just slightly faster than on the way out.
Right.
Which in turn, both slow. I'm taking it easy.
Yeah.
And then there I was.
Good for you.
Since then, my knees have been a bit kind of, oh, but it's okay. Yeah. It's because I've been running up hills.
It's a proper workout.
But do you know what the downside is?
Well, yeah.
I don't know about you, but you've got to stay off the mud at the moment unless you're wearing exactly the right shoes.
It's very muddy and slippy and slidy and dangerous, isn't it?
I ran straight up the front of Primrose Hill like a jeep. Yeah. And what did all those tourists at the top of the camera see? Yeah. They saw me at the top going, oh!
Hiya. Nice to see the
couple of police
are working the canal there.
Yeah.
Just cruising the canal for action.
10 o'clock in the morning on the towpath.
On a deserted towpath. Yeah. Crime hotspot.
So, but yeah, nice. And I like the hill running.
Yeah.
And it's good because I can do that again and get the comparison. You know, get down
there. Yes, yeah.
Try and do it faster. It's when it's not as slippery, I'll be able to run on the grass again without going, no! Oh, Jesus! We're just going to go past Trellick Tower.
So this route has got a bit of personal resonance for the Deerings, has it not?
Absolutely.
What's the story with it?
Because the Deerings now...
Because we didn't know this, because you said to me, find a long run.
Yeah, what's
round
it from?
London.
What's your source?
It's a... Oh, sorry, mate. It's a book. It's just called London, The London Running Guide, but it's got loads of different routes through the suburbs and different woods and all that kind of business.
Down in the suburbs.
So it's Dollis Woods or Ruislip or Epping or just wherever, just London and surrounds.
Yeah, we wanted to get a bit of distancing.
Yes.
January, and we wanted to do a
start the long run.
Equally, we want it to be flat.
Yes.
And not slippery. So towpath is good. Look, Mass and Trellick. Look at this. You have to stop for this. I'm sorry to break
you. Go for it, yeah.
Look at that.
What are we looking at here?
Trellick Tower.
This is famous, is it?
Yeah, it's a design masterpiece. Very nice. It's best from the railway, though, because it's flat front. It's completely...
Right.
And as you get along, it's got... See, the end bit is a different tower, and there's little bridges between.
Yeah.
It's like something out of Nocturnal Animals. It's a film season, ref.
Okay. It's a little thing, isn't it?
So, yeah, this is perfect, because... what is it supposed to be, Hayes? 14 miles?
Yes.
Oh, dear. And... yeah, and I was pleased to hear it because although the Deerings are all North London based now, this is the line of country, particularly my mum's side of the family.
Right.
They all come from Greenford and Perivale.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to end up.
It is, yeah, we're going to run through there.
My nan and granddad, Nanny and Granddad Roberts.
Yes.
I'm named after my granddad. His name was Hugh.
All right. That's a nice...
But he was known by everyone.
That's a nice badge.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He's really good for that, isn't he?
Let's give it some...
Photo op?
Yeah, I got it.
That's beautiful.
I got that and my thumb. It's a nice picture.
What a peaceful life to have a badge.
I didn't get it. I'll get it on the way back. We're not coming back.
We're not coming back. So this isn't an out and back. This is just an out. Yeah. And then we're training it back.
I mean, if we miss Hayes...
Yeah. We'll just keep running and running.
We'll just end up in Birmingham.
Yeah.
I think that's where it goes. So that's what my... Nan and Granddad used to do when they were retired. They would go out all of a weekend.
Look at this one as well. I'm sorry, mate. I keep finding odd little...
Well, I'll get this one because I missed the last one. The last one was quite picturesque. This one's more like a nucleus.
A peculiar, sort of surreal, but wonderful place to live.
I can't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Just blank water.
Yeah.
So, they used to go out and walk stretches of this canal. And they used to take me when I was very small.
Oh, mate.
So the circle is complete.
You'll get little memories off it.
Yeah. And
nice.
There's been a lot of kind of memories in the last few days. My mum was telling me that, I know it's what people do now, they've been looking up my granddad's history. My granddad was in the Navy.
Yeah.
It's funny because when he was alive, people would always go, oh, another war story. And they were funny. It was a funny bloke. He used to tell these stories like those.
War stories are great for you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's loads going on all the time.
And now he's gone. You think, we should have written them down.
Yeah.
Whereas at the time,
like, yeah.
Oh, this one again.
Yeah.
That was like the tradition. So we're by the, just over there, by the way, is the Harrow Road. We're getting just to the north end of Ladbroke Grove.
Okay.
And, so he was in the Navy in the Pacific. At one point, I think he was put off a ship that got attacked or something,
right,
and had to travel across America,
yeah,
and get back on the other side. And my brother and my mum have been researching all this history. He's got old photos of Sydney Harbour at the end of the war,
it's
and stuff like
that. I mean,
incredible stuff.
But that's the the era of proper adventures, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's when you had adventures. It's when you weren't Instagramming and selfieing away around Australia with on a kind of guided tour or whatever.
Yeah.
You were out and about.
Yeah.
You were like, you've got to get over to, you've got to go over America.
Yeah, and you can only see it. And it was a bigger America, you know.
Yes, of course.
The whiff, when you look back at it now, you can kind of still see the whiff of the Wild West in America at that stage. And he was on boats that were attacked by kamikaze planes.
Wow.
Went swimming, then had to jump out of the water because there were deadly sea snakes swimming around. And he was funny.
He was at war, yeah.
He didn't come back and say, I will tell you a story. It was a good laugh. So.
He wasn't moaning.
Yeah.
Or was he moaning? You tell me.
No.
That generation don't tend to moan, do they?
No,
they
no.
just get on with it, don't they?
I think the damn thing after World War II really was to just go, no, it's fine, it was fine.
It's good, it's done and dusted, yeah. It's finished, it's over.
It worked out.
Let's get on with it.
The other thing is we watched the Glenn Miller story the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, though.
I've never seen the Glenn Miller story.
I've never seen the Glenn Miller story.
Oh, my goodness.
Good movie? What sort of basic biopic is it?
Yeah, with James Stewart as Glenn Miller.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
It's really good. I mean, it's very neat and tidy as those. But, again, things change. Because biopics, they used to just tidy up the story to make a good film.
Yeah.
Whereas now the internet would just say, oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Glenn Miller's story is great. I just feel like it. Maybe it's just me. I feel like I've seen it so many times when I was little. It's like The Great Escape, you know. It's always on.
James Stewart's so cool. My son's named after James Stewart.
Oh, brilliant.
George Bailey.
Ah.
I initially wanted to call him George Bailey Tonkinson, but Ra won't let me. So, but George is in there.
We watched It's a Wonderful Life Again at Christmas. What a film. Talk about a film that lives up to its rep. And James Stewart carries
the big one.
And James Stewart had that thing where he was a film star, went off and fought in the war, and was like decorated war hero.
And then came back.
And then came back. And then when he came back, he changed what he was as a film star. He was more sophisticated.
Right.
He sought out more complicated roles.
Right.
And then hooked up with Hitchcock for some incredible stuff.
Rear Window and all that. Yeah.
And. And hooked up with Anthony Mann for those excellently complicated westerns. Have you seen the one? Seen Winchester 73?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, these films are good. So yeah, Glenn Miller's story, obviously, not very upbeat ending.
No. Look at these pigeons. Look, there's a big row of pigeons.
Pigeons.
That's like. That's a look at them all. Look at all these. Oh, look at all this.
Talking of Hitchcock.
Yeah,
it's the birds.
The birds. Yeah. Look at them all. Shall I just get?
Just do your pigeon impression. That is uncanny.
They're just waiting, aren't they? They're just chilling.
Yeah. They're waiting for spring.
Big gang of pigeons around the back of Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the police were there for. In case it kicks off with the ducks. Something's brewing.
Yeah.
Something's happening.
I used to come over this way a lot. My old management is just the other side of Sainsbury's. By the Pall Mall Depository.
Like it, yeah.
Great days. So talking of management and comedy. But, oh, first of all, sorry, Glenn Miller's story.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. The key scene in it, he's in London, in the Blitz, and they're playing In the Mood, and you hear a doodlebug coming over, V2.
Right.
And they keep playing. In the end, they're playing at like a military hospital.
Right.
And in the end, all the fit soldiers and nurses run for the building, and all the ones who can't throw themselves flat on the ground.
Right.
And then the doodlebug goes quiet. And then it goes, wow!
Oh my goodness.
Like it must be just a couple of hundred yards away.
Wow.
And James Stewart and his band go, ba ba ga da ga da ga da da ba ba. I remember watching that when I was little and just going, come on, Miller! So yeah, really good stuff. But I remember, see, my nan and granddad used to talk about how, the doodlebugs,
it'd go scary quiet bit was when it went quiet. Yes, yeah.
Seeing all those. You know, we're basically living in London through that time.
For us now, the equivalent to that is a scary bit when you don't know whether your thing's going to upload on Wi-Fi, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
When you're just waiting.
Watching that taskbar.
Yeah.
That can take some... Ba-ba! I've lost all 300 words. Ba-ba! Sainsbury's didn't even turn up with my internet shop.
Yeah.
So,
how's the
through the trees.
How's the no drink since the 6th going?
Really
did
good.
Did you stop on the 6th, did you?
I did.
I know you like to keep going till the 6th.
Yes.
To honour the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice way to squeeze a bit more out, but more logically, I do think it's just easier to start after a week of the new year than the next
Bang
morning
on
after
the
party. You
know? I know what you're saying, yeah.
These are like our gasometer frames from our side of London. Do you remember, Paul?
Yes, they are, yeah. It's like that on the way to Hackney, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're past this, going past this huge sunlit cemetery.
It's a wonderful contrast between the modern and the ancient, Rob. The ancient civilization of the barge coexisting with light industry.
Yes, but a Victoriana.
Yes.
Of the Brunellesque.
And
the
in the middle,
to frame.
The timeless runners padding their way through, beating to the rhythm of an eternal drum.
Rocking to the rhythm of life. It's funny though, that Victorian thing, particularly, darkly speaking, huge graveyard,
yep.
Canal,
yep.
Gasometer. It's a moment in time. That's like a. This whole thing is like the. It's like the burp of the Industrial Revolution. Huge generation of yep. Londoners who blossomed and died, filling the cemeteries. Building these canals,
yeah.
Which connected the whole country, and then were immediately supplanted by the railways.
Yeah.
And
then the runners came in.
Yeah. Going
with their GPS.
Yeah. So, yeah, I stopped from January the 6th, and I don't think I'd had a day off for a long time before then. So we're only 3 or 4 days in now.
Yeah.
But I feel...
You do feel...
Resolved.
You feel an immediate difference. I stopped on the 2nd.
Yeah.
And I haven't had one since.
Feel good about it?
Feel great. It's just a huge difference. I mean, I had a track session last night.
Yeah.
I've just lost a little bit of timber since the start of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the difference is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure
it's
that's
incredible.
What,
yeah.
I think I said this before, but it's a... It made me feel so much better when I realised the reason my knees started acting up when it was fine through Yorkshire and everything
yeah.
is because I put on weight.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's just saying, God, leave it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I've lost a bit. I've lost a few pounds already this year. Because when you stop drinking, it just falls off.
It does fall off with very little effort.
Yeah.
But it's a combination of running and trying to eat less just for a few days.
Yeah.
It just comes off.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to get too weight obsessed, but undoubtedly the lighter you are, the quicker you're going to run for a while. Absolutely. And you obviously see some people get addicted to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get that really haunted look, the really quick fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
That really hungry look. I don't want to get there.
No, no.
But I want to feel a bit lighter.
Yeah. Well, I think the nice thing about doing a little bit of dietary stuff, I'm saying dietary rather than dieting there.
Yeah.
In New Year.
Yeah.
Is that you've got a run-up.
Yeah.
If you've done Christmas anything like right,
you're going to you're gonna be packing a few pounds, yeah.
So you just lose the ones. You've almost like stocked them up to lose them.
Yes.
And give yourself that psychological advantage. The other thing is, I don't know, I might yet not drink at all until the marathon. But my ultimate aim is to learn
how
moderation.
To drink moderately, yes.
So in that first week, I immediately stopped drinking beer.
Yeah.
So I felt that was what I was putting away unnecessarily and calorific and everything. And I was more, that's eking out the gins and tonics and
yes. A thimble of martini for breakfast.
Yeah, they're just that. Just one or two martinis at breakfast. And
gin chaser at lunch, as every gentleman would do.
Just a gimlet after three.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just a brown paper bag full of spirits in the evening.
It's interesting, though.
To launch off.
Someone was saying, it's been nice, thank you for those of you who have recognised how much of a commitment it is for us to not drink in the new year.
Oh, my goodness.
And offered some messages of support.
Oh, my goodness, it's big.
It's a big
it's huge, news. Yeah. But it is, for me, it's a nice feeling not to feel rubbish for 1.5 to 2 days a week.
Yes.
And it's a massive difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm not catching up at all. It's, I mean, it's only been like 10 days or whatever, but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I already feel that difference in momentum.
Yeah.
I'm not having to just scramble up the cliff that I've given myself, you know.
That's right. It's like last time I saw Alan Cochran, comedian Alan Cochran.
He doesn't saying, drink at all, does he?
No, and he was just saying it just costs too much. He doesn't mean in money.
Yeah.
He doesn't even mean in calories. He's talking about that next day, you know,
psychologically,
when you feel a bit rough,
yeah.
And
yeah.
You feel a bit low and you don't get anything done. He's saying over time, that really mounts up, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's onto something.
So it feels a bit...
I could tell he was onto something, because when he told me, I could feel myself not wanting to hear it. No.
He's speaking the truth.
No, don't. I don't want to hear it.
Be gone with your truth.
No. Get behind me, truth boy.
So it feels a bit calmer.
Yeah.
Not getting drunk. And also not feeling that you're not going to get drunk in the near future. It just feels a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
But by the same token, life can get a bit dull, so I've taken up shoplifting.
Great.
Just to give us that surge. Just on a dinner time, I like to go out and nick a few things on the supermarket.
Yeah, just make sure you go to a shop that's not licensed.
Yeah, yeah. Just run around Sainsbury's nicking all I can. And of course, because I'm so fit, a quick security guard chase doesn't bother me.
Sainsbury's has a... it's good. It's like a...
Yeah, why not?
It's like a kind of fartlek.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Sainsbury's really come in for it hard today.
Yeah, they are.
They've been
really hitting
them.
The Sainsbury's hard, actually.
Got their pigeons there.
But it is that thing of, it gets a bit dull, doesn't it, if you don't drink.
There is that.
You've kind of got to find a way through that, haven't you?
Yeah.
If you want to, you know.
Yeah. When do you miss it? I find it's interesting. Interesting, probably not that much of a surprise. I miss it most at home with my wife.
Yes.
Or when daydreaming about that, I'd be out
on
the day.
On a Sunday. Sunday evenings I find very difficult.
Yeah, and Tuesdays. What's that one after Tuesdays? Wednesdays, yeah, they're difficult too. Mondays, they're tough.
It's just Sundays is when I associate with a big old... Watch the football in the afternoon, help Rachel with the old Sunday lunch, and then just open the wine then and just launch into the night with two or three bottles.
That was the first day of the abstemiousness. We did a roast.
Yeah.
And didn't have any drink with it.
That's a tough one, isn't
strong,
it?
Strong, isn't it? Strong.
It can be done, though.
Yep.
It can be done. People eat without getting drunk all over the world, don't they?
Well, someone said the other day, Woody Allen. I think we were talking to...
I think it was us, yeah.
We were talking to Bryony about this.
He has one small glass of red wine...
Every day.
...with every meal, every day.
And you just think, well, what's the point of that?
Well, it's extreme.
He's kind of missed the point, hasn't he?
Yeah, but that's the... In terms of moderation, that's utterly moderate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
He's completely cracked it. And it's also the healthiest way. You know, everyone says just a small glass every day is the optimum for health.
Yeah.
And Al Woody, he's alive and kicking and making films, however good or bad. And he's 112
at the rate of one a year, no matter how bad they get.
Yeah.
He's made a couple of good ones in recent years.
But he's still... They're nowhere near what they were, though, are they? I mean...
Yeah.
He'll never be. But he is still making movies.
Yes. Blue Jasmine was great.
Yeah, you're right. Blue Jasmine was a good film.
So,
Hopefully, there might be a day in the future when one glass of wine a day would suffice, but I'm nowhere near that.
Yeah.
And Rachel had book club last night around the house.
That's a lot. That ultimately, by the end of the night, it's very difficult to tell the difference between book club and fight club, isn't it?
Yes. Book club morphs into booze club, and then it gets into get out of my house club. And they don't. They really don't want to.
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was really good. I mean, I missed it because I went for had a club session, came back about 9. Rachel, who definitely wasn't going to drink because she'd been ill all week, was tucking into just one glass of Prosecco because everyone else was.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because she can do one.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's just having one. It's civilised to do one, isn't it? It's rude not to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I left it for a while. 11:30. They're all talk of the book's over. They're all chatting, rowing, laughing.
How many people?
Nowhere near leaving. Just eight women.
All women, of course.
All women at book club.
Yeah.
And the great laugh, but... She'll be feeling it today, mate.
Yeah.
So I will say. That's all. We'll leave it at that, shall we? She'll be feeling it.
Did you see her this morning? Because it's a bit of an early start.
Well, I'll let... Because she'll have to sort the kids out, getting the kids to school. Because it's quite hard work getting our kids to school in the morning. Especially little Rudy.
Yeah.
You've got to get him out of bed and chivy him every step of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
To the breakfast table.
You go along behind him going, nim, nim, nim.
Yeah, come on,
nim,
let's
nim,
go.
Nim.
Let's go. All right, I can hear you. Let's get his uniform on. All right. So it's all that.
Yeah.
And then I normally end up giving him a lift in.
Yeah.
Which is pathetic, but I do. But today it was like 8 o'clock. I was like, I'm out. I'm off for a run. You deal with it. I go over.
No, I gave a... Is that her or him?
Yeah, it's both. Both.
Yeah. I gave my son a lift today because on a Wednesday he has to get to school at 7:45.
Okay.
So we both got up at 7.
That's great.
We're quite good. We're the first getter-uppers and very unusual. You know what I'm like. What's amazing in that first half hour of the day is I'm very quiet.
Right.
Let's just do jobs.
Just getting into the day.
He sits and there's his breakfast reading. But today, because he's got to get out, he's normally got ages, but this morning he's got half an hour. And I said to him, I was behind him, I said, have you nearly finished? And I meant his breakfast.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, just a couple more pages of this chapter. And I said, stop reading!
Wow.
Get up, get dressed, go to school. And gave him a lift. It was exciting out on the roads, though, at 7:45.
People have been quite busy.
I just feel like everyone else was as tired as me, and the insides of their car windows were just as steamed up.
Yes.
So it's a bit like being on the Dodgems.
Yeah.
It's a 5-minute drive.
Because you just set off anyway, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's steamy, but you just set
you
off.
Can't wait.
We'll find our way.
I won't wait till I can see.
It'll de-steam along the way.
That's right.
Especially if you hit a blast of sunlight as well.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous one. Is it completely blinded in a steamed-up car accelerating into a corner?
Yeah.
We're late. Got to get to school.
I kind of woke
Stop
up.
Stop screaming.
Got on top of it, got in the car together. And then on the way back, this guy just sailed out in front of me around the
back.
Sailed out.
Yeah.
So that woke me up. I was off then. That was
what? He was on his bike, was he, this
time? No, in a van. Little blue van.
Right.
Roundabout. And I saw him wake up and bid the horn. And he went, oh, sorry, mate.
It's so dangerous, isn't it? Running.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I remember the first time driving around London, because the second day I started driving, I was just driving around London. I'd passed and my dad had given me a car, and sold me a car. He sold me a car, the first car I drove.
Yeah.
My dad sold me a Volkswagen Polo. I drove down from North Yorkshire to London, and the next day the fan belt broke. And he was like, well, you know, it's fan belt. It's like, it's your car, Dad.
Did he give you a good price for it?
It was fine, but I think he charged me like 600 quid for an old Volkswagen Polo. But this
that's
is
fantastic.
Guy, this is a guy we were chatting the other day who hit a bit of wind there.
Oh, there's the wind!
When I went home recently, he had a bit of kindling around the house. He sold me it for 4 quid. It's quite tight, isn't it?
Yeah, my brother sold me. The guitar I always use, and people say, oh, it's a good guitar, it's a conversation starter, it's got that hand-painted scratch plate. I've got an incredible amount of use out of it. But my brother sold me that for 150 quid.
Right.
When I think it cost him about the same amount. And
nice.
While he briefly owned it, he chucked it across the room a couple of times in an attempt to be a proper rock star. But I fell for it and bought it. And I still think he should have just given it to me.
Of course. Why not? But the car thing, the first time driving around London, just amazed that people aren't crashing constantly. Because they're so close and taking so many risks and doing odd manoeuvres.
Yeah.
But I do like driving in London. It's good fun.
The time when it's just amazing these days is when you do a long drive back from a gig.
Yeah.
And as you get to London, you know, it's the middle of the night, basically. And you're listening to Magic FM, you're chilling out.
Yeah.
You know you're nearly home, so you're not too tired. And then suddenly, you've just got to run the gamut of... It's not just one crazy manoeuvre, it's like right across town.
Yeah.
Got these kind of Uber-based Prius drivers.
Yes,
and they're just, I'm handbraking in the middle of the road.
Why not, mate?
Oh, I'm going the wrong way.
I need to turn, I'm off.
I'm going to stop here.
Yeah, I'll just stop here and put the hazards on. Problem?
Just when you think it's 5 minutes and you're home. Instead, you're playing like quite an advanced level of computer game.
And also, amazed by the amount of people coming into London. If you're coming in off the M1, it'd be 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Just loads of people.
Yeah.
Where have they been? There's not that many comics. What have they been up to?
No. Oh, you walk out of the Comedy Store after the Late Show on a Saturday night.
Oh, I love that.
The centre of town is a traffic jam.
Yeah, I really
where every second or third car is like a Lamborghini or some £100,000 supercar.
Yeah, that'll be the comics. That'll be the comics again.
Oh, yeah, that's us.
Popping the Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
Popping just double up at the store, mate.
Your dad's...
Yeah, got me a
Volkswagen Polo.
Yeah, with a dodgy fan belt.
Ah, the Polo.
So we've seen a few people camping along it. Some people come and work and
bike coming down
and sort of live here, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, it's a strange and terrifying thing, the way if you move around London and any town, actually, I think, in modern Britain, you see that homelessness is massively on the rise.
Yeah.
Because there's no obvious measure of it. You know, people don't talk about it because they don't want to talk about
it. And it's so fluid, isn't it? There's some people coming in and out of accommodation and travelling.
Yeah, it's transient. It's ephemeral. It was great when Sadiq Khan the other day said it's going to be cold. Let's make sure there's lots of somewhere for all the homeless people to sleep.
Yeah.
Because politicians aren't supposed to mention homeless people.
Yeah.
Because the theory is that middle class people will go, they shouldn't be worrying about them, should be worrying about us because we pay our taxes. But you know, it's a real barometer.
And you see that when you're running, don't you? Because you're running odd little quirky routes under canals and through woods and stuff.
The crossover is the same, isn't it? Yeah. People sleeping in the parks.
Yes.
This time last year we saw those wolves looking after a camp in Regent's Park.
People just sleeping there, yeah. Around the back up when you run to Highgate, there's a little pocket by the library there at the top of the hill. People sleep on your left there in the woods.
We went through a very... We could tell you more about the canal, but we don't... It's just the canal, you know. We just went past quite a nice restauranty place called The Common. I don't know where we are. We just, but I think that we went through a serious industrially bit. We seem to be heading back towards people because we've seen a cyclist and a runner.
Yeah.
It was all a bit quiet there for a bit. I think even the... This is the homelessness and the campers tend to be closer to where the people are.
Yeah. This is an adventure run for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we just don't know it. I'm pretty tired. I did this... we had a track session last night at the Heathside.
Yeah. So what was the session? Tell us the details.
The session was between... You get to choose, but it's between 6 and 10 800 metre reps with 1 minute recovery.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing 10 of them. And I was, got to say, I was really strong. And it's because of that loss of weight thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, that's meant to be a... There's a classic training session called the Yazoo. Yeah.
Oh, no, don't you know? I ain't never gonna let you know. Don't go! Is it that one?
It's it is a Yazoo tribute, actually, but it's...
Great. I hope there are a few Moyer doing it next week. Yeah. Alison Moyer, more of you.
Like it.
What, that may be the worst pun I've ever done. Man, did you have it?
He had a really serious look, that guy, didn't he?
Yeah, he saw me
see some really serious people by the canal. Yeah. If we'd have taken a photo of him, he belonged in a kind of sort of Sin City-esque graphic novel. I don't know whether you saw him.
Well, we are where we are now. Oh, that's nice, the Grand Junction Arms. I was just going to say, just the other side of the bridge we've just come under. It looks a lot like the disused factory at the end of Robocop. It's getting nicer again now, isn't it?
Yeah, this looks nice.
So, sorry, Yazoo, what's a Yazoo?
So Yazoo is like... It's meant to be
only you can tell us about it.
Only, it's meant to be a way... Hey, mate. It's meant to be a way of predicting if you're at your marathon time.
Oh,
you,
I see.
You do 10 800 metres. Yeah. But the Yazoo session is 10 800 metres with 400 metre jog recovery, so that's actually quite a long recovery. And then you work out your average of that, and that'll be your marathon time.
That's interesting.
That's meant to be one of the sort of fail-safe-y methods. And
what did you find out?
Well, I'm on for sub 3 because I did it in an average of just under 3 minutes, but that was with a much shorter recovery.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a good sign.
I think
obviously it's not... There's so many other things in play.
Oh, I think...
But it's an interesting indicator.
I was thinking about you the other day with the sub 3. I think we all know that right now, on paper, you're really on for that sub 3. And I was just thinking, you must remember, as the time gets closer, not to beat you over the head with that, you know, because it can become a kind of, almost like a contract you have to fulfil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and also not to assume it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Because so many things can happen.
You just have to run your fastest.
We know what can happen on the day, loads of things.
Yeah. I think it's, but on the other hand, of course, timing-wise, now is the time to fix it in your mind and work towards it.
Yes.
But as long as we don't end up with a little kind of...
What I don't want is...
National audience people who, when you don't get something, go, no.
Or even the assumption that you will.
Yeah,
so that
it
becomes in some way disappointing.
Yeah,
if I beat sub 3, it will be massive.
Morning, man, yeah, exactly.
For me, do you know what I mean?
We'll all go, oh, yeah, we knew you were going
to... Oh, you're bouncing it anyway. What are you on about?
Something sharp just turned up in my shoe, sorry.
Cool.
Give me a second. I have to say, I know I'm ridiculously superstitious, but talking about your sub 3, there's two magpies in that tree just right then, two for joy.
Nice, good, good.
So, you know.
But there's so many guys at the club who are like, between the sort of 3 hours 5 and 3:01 thing, who want to beat it and never have. I'm wary that...
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I think what you said last time we talked about it, about your 240 seconds, is really valid. And I think you see it clearly. I just realised that probably because of doing this, we probably talk about it a bit too much and put too much pressure on it.
Yeah,
but like you say, even if you do it, we don't want to get to the point where it's like, just did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if I do, it will feel really big to me.
That's right. It'll feel really big to you.
Not only the marathon, that was it, ladies.
Good. We're both professional comedians. Well,
so let's see.
It is quite nice sitting down with it at the beginning of the month and working out where you're at. I went through my diary the other day and made a note of what kind of mileage I want to do, what weeks.
Right, okay.
Knocking, but ticking off little park runs I might be able to do.
Right.
When I'll be able to go and do Primrose Hill again. Just getting my head around it, you know.
Yes, that's worth doing. And we're in a realistic way with gigs and stuff, see, because we have to balance everything with gigs and travel and all that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, talking of my stiff knee, I've done brilliantly twisted logic thing, which is I haven't let my knee off at all with the running, but right. I've radically reduced the amount of driving I'm doing.
Well, that's good.
Because that's what's hurting.
You'll notice a difference. Yeah.
It's the, definitely the driving, not the running.
Have you ever wanted to go and see someone about knee?
I had physio years ago.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, but it's awkward, you know, I'd got it on the NHS.
Right.
And that's a faff. I'd like to get some, but it's expensive and time-consuming.
Yeah.
I got an appointment with a chiropodist for my birthday.
All right.
And I haven't claimed that yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to probably do that soon.
Is that back stuff? Sorry, pardon my ignorance.
No, not chiropractor.
All right.
Chiropodist, so foot.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, my feet, I kind of was thinking when I was having real trouble getting comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
That maybe it's my feet rather than the shoes.
Yeah.
And my toenails are more of a problem than they used to be.
Right.
So a very thoughtful wife has booked me a session with a professional.
That's really nice of her.
Yeah. Nice, romantic, isn't it?
Nice and romantic.
When your wife looks at your black toenails and says,
"Your feet look awful, sort it.
I can help with him."
Yeah, he's a voucher.
But talking of awful feet, I had a real moment the other day.
Yeah.
You know my funny toe?
Yes.
It's hamartoma, right foot.
Yeah.
For those listeners who don't know.
Who can remember.
It's a useless.
The image.
It's a fairly useless nubbin. And right at the beginning of the year, sometime around the anniversary of when I cracked a rib in the bath.
Right.
I caught my hamartoma on the gusset
what?
Of my pyjama bottoms as I put them on.
Oh, my.
And
old gusset hammer toe.
Exactly. I mean, we've all done it.
Yeah. You know when you got a hammer toe and you just snared it in your gusset.
Snap it on the gusset. So, it's a funny old thing when I hurt that toe because it's a useless toe.
Yeah.
So even if it's broken, it doesn't really matter. And it didn't hurt a lot at first. It's got that kind of neural. It just feels wrong.
Yeah.
And but it still hurts. But I just thought, I went for a run. It was hurting next day. I thought, it's time for a run. I thought, do I run on this toe or not? And it's like, I am not going to throw off the first day of my marathon training.
For a hammer.
Because I caught my funny toe on my pyjama gusset. I will not do that. So,
It's your little toe, isn't it?
Yeah, my right foot.
The little toe on my right foot's broken. It is a slightly useless toe, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think
you don't really use it when you're running either.
The reason I've got a hammer toe is because I'm the next stage of evolution. I'm trying to quickly develop kind of
the next
just fins.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time before you throw yourself into this canal and take, and that's when running commentary really takes off.
I think it's only a matter of time before that bloke we went past throws himself in.
Yeah.
Oh, happy day! I have to say, one in my pie, that I didn't. Look at that one, see? Look, two again. Two for joy. See them both?
We're doing well in the magpie front.
Let's see if we can get them both in the picture. Can you see those? Two for joy.
Did that book I got you for Christmas, will it serve any purpose, you think?
Yeah, I'm taking
it. Was it a bit of a reach? Was it too much?
That's a lovely thought.
Right.
The genius of birds got me. I haven't read
just
it yet.
Just a book.
And that's not...
No pressure. It's not my sub-3. I won't be going on about it.
But I'm going away. To the Middle East for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm taking all my Christmas
books.
It could
be nice, yeah.
So I'll let you know.
Have a little look, yeah.
I'll have a read. And it'll keep me busy because, of course, I don't have magpies out there.
Yes.
So I can just...
Just looking for them.
I'll just salute the one on the front.
I'm actually quite envious of you going to the Middle East. I think it's quite a nice time to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, again,
obviously
fantastic.
Obviously being away is not that...
Oh, no, I've got to go to Dubai. But I've been a few times now and, you know... I just think that these international trips, it's a very ageing thing to face up to, but I think that the time of them being really exciting is gone.
They're not as glamorous as you.
I'm just going to miss the family and stuff.
Yeah, when you're in your mid-20s, they're a right laugh.
Yeah, even more recently than that, when I've been quite a lot a couple of years ago. Good times.
Good times.
But I think...
And now it's just It's hard work saying goodbye and all that stuff, isn't it?
It's going to be tough for them. I never got it. I didn't get it. I think you said it to me a couple of years ago, because your kids are older than mine. And you're saying that as a comedian, you just start to want to spend more time with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, I had kids then and loved spending time with them. But they're only little, and it's different because you don't have that crossover of activity.
Yes.
They're like, you know, my kids are only 10, 11. But we're like watching films, going to the pub, playing cards.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I've inadvertently mentioned all the activities of, say, an 80-year-old
man. Yeah, yeah. Dominoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cribbage. Yeah. And yeah. I didn't get that. And now I see it, I just think, and also, where they used to be cool with it, they miss me more than they used to.
Yeah.
So they've always been used to the idea, but they've just got more of a sense of
they're
quality,
more aware
quality
now of
time.
It. Yeah.
And of course, if one is cynical about it, in a couple of years, they'll be off wanting to spend their time with someone else.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've got this... I'm trying not to fixate on it this year, but George is 18, so he'll be going to university.
Yeah.
It's like a long, slow goodbye. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. Every chat I have with him, like, it's only me as well. No one else is that bothered, you know. Because obviously it's perfectly natural.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm completely overthinking it. We were watching telly last night, watching football. I was next to him on the bed, thinking, oh, I haven't got long of this.
just 90 minutes. 80 minutes.
Oh, that's half time already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
extra time. So,
ooh, that smells bad, doesn't it?
That's pungent.
That is some kind of septic tank.
Yeah,
I'd say so far the tunnel's been less romantic than I'd imagined.
It's not particularly romantic, is it? No. I think it gets better as
how
it goes on.
How far do you think we've gone?
Don't know, what, 4.5? It's hard to say when you're this tired. It's just become kind of
just tired from
I feel like I'm halfway through an ultra. Just my legs felt really stiff after that track session. Didn't
remember what you would
way.
Say, that if you were on an ultra, the key thing you could do now is eat.
Have a pizza.
Oh, well, now where we are, look, we're going over North Circular. Here we've gone just under 5.
That's a bit of a photo up there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it.
I was wrong, it's really picturesque.
Yeah, no, this is nice.
That is nice.
This is really
it?
Nice. Yeah. One for all you nature lovers.
It's us. It's quite a fancy bridge, double canal bridge. It's not picturesque in the slightest. I'm not taking a picture of it.
No. I'll tell you what I really appreciated when I was coming in on the tube this morning with the commuters, bless them all.
Yeah.
Was that I was going to go for a run.
Yeah.
I was just going to run away from it all. It's just like I'm running away from what you're going into.
Yeah.
And then I thought, my goodness, it's up to us to entertain them and write better jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these people really need a laugh.
Absolutely.
I felt that really strongly with McIntyre on Monday because everyone was leaving town and we went in and he'd sold out this little theatre to try some
which
new
theater?
Material. Just the Duchess Theatre.
Yeah.
He's just trying out some new stuff. No, but to him it's just...
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it's... I saw, yeah.
But for anyone else to sell it, it would be amazing. But he just, you know, sell it out in 2 hours or something.
It's a small gig for him. That's right. Well, I think we talked before. I saw him trying out new stuff in the studio at the Leicester Square Theatre, which is a lovely little space.
Yeah.
But he must have got used to the idea that that's just has no bearing, really, because so few people. Anyway, so Duchess.
And he was just... But it's
just can I just say, I've just seen my second coconut.
You've seen your second...
Coconut. In the canal. Climate change, that's, you know, climate change deniers.
What's happening there?
What's happening with the coconuts?
Is he migrating?
At least I hope it's a coconut. I mean, the photo looks awful, but it really is a coconut, I promise. So, yeah, Duke of York's, Duchess Theatre.
Yeah, Duchess Theatre. And they're all on the worst, you know, the kind of, it was Monday, it was Divorce Monday, wasn't it? It's that classic Monday where everyone realises how poor they are and how they hate each other after Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be the one where everyone gets a divorce.
Old people, famous people going, oh, we've failed to die.
Yeah.
And now we're in another year.
I'd had a quite calamitous sort of series of financial chickens coming home to roost. It's completely my own fault. But then, you know, when you do the sums and you realise. So I'd had one of those days.
I just like it was a calamitous series of chickens.
Yeah, yeah.
Buck, buck. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Buck, buck, buck. Oh, no. Buck, buck, buck. Oh, God.
Calamity. Go away. Buck, buck, buck. And it was a tube strike.
Yeah.
Pouring down with rain. It was a classic tough Monday.
Yeah.
And yet he'd filled out this theatre and he was hilarious for 2 hours. And I thought, these people are valuable.
That's a service.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. That's why they've all come in for him. And he just cheered everyone up. He was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what good comics do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And also,
because
you see,
we're gonna need it.
And you see comedians forgetting that. And it's true, everyone, you know, everyone's in a crisis of what's going to happen next in January. Yeah. It's the purpose of January, you know?
Yes.
So you get audiences going, I don't really know what's up, why I'm here or what we came here for.
Yeah.
And comedians going, oh, I should probably try some new joke or talk about the news. Or you know, all it is people want to have a good time.
Yes.
You've got to give them a good time.
Let's take them somewhere different.
Yeah.
Let's have fun with it. So yeah, and then the next day, of course, things are different, aren't they?
And were you just there sort of watching, or did you do a set?
I warmed them up.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good fun.
Yeah, great.
It was good, but they're all there for him, so sometimes I feel like
a fluffer.
Let's just get on to it, you know.
Let's just bring this one. Preening its feathers. I won't stop for this one. I'll get it as we go. But
it was nice too. It was nice for me to gig, and also I was amazed how easy it was to get into town that day. I thought it was going to be really hard work, but of course everyone's leaving. Getting in was a doddle.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what are you doing, mate? We're getting out of this place.
I was impressed with all the people running that day.
Yeah.
Tube strike or not. Because, like you said, the weather was horrific. It's blowing in. Rainy.
You get all the people who don't normally run or cycle as well, don't you? There's those of people cycling in a town with the work stuff in plastic bags and stuff, and old bikes, you know.
And my wife always cycles, and she was just suddenly surrounded by cyclists. A little bit like the drivers I saw this morning. It's like, whoa!
More danger.
Yeah. If it wasn't so much danger of death, it'd be quite fun slapstick.
Yes, yeah.
That's quite... Talking of birds for luck, that cawing raven was quite worrying, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it feels like we're getting into slightly more leafy terrain now, Rob.
I think that you're incredibly optimistic.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a moment there. We went past a septic tank that smelled awful. We went over the North Circular Road. You must have gone past some kind of food preparation place. It smelled absolutely delicious. And we're back on some fairly miserable...
I don't find
it...
Feeling a bit more peaceful.
We're behind these houses which, when they were built in the 30s, would have been desirable middle-class homes.
Yeah.
But now they've been given over to low-pay workers as their original targets move to the suburbs.
That's out, mate.
Coot. No, you're right. I just saw one diving. It's just a bit more space.
So I'm away to Glasgow.
Oh, you're going to do the Glasgow Park Run this weekend?
Glasgow Park Run.
I know about the park run.
Yeah.
But I know some really nice running in Glasgow.
Do you really?
For me, my mental map of Glasgow.
Yeah, talk me through it, because I might just do that instead.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, the main centre of the city sits on the north bank of the Clyde, yeah?
Yeah.
At the west end, you see...
cheeky little ways.
There's another river that comes down. I think it's the Kelvin Grove. I don't know.
Right.
If I'm getting it wrong, I apologise. It comes through the botanical gardens and then comes down and goes through another park, Woodlands Park. It's near Woodlands Road anyway. It's really nice.
That sounds
and
good.
You can run along by the river.
That sounds great.
And then you can run along in the city, run along by the Clyde itself, which is huge and impressive.
Clyde.
Look at these ones.
Yeah, this is getting way more.
There's people and everything. It's nice. It's like more like where we normally run here.
Yeah.
Right.
I was so tired this morning because I didn't sleep that well. And wife after Booze Book Fight Club doesn't sleep that well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of flipping around the bed.
Yeah.
The dogs are up in the night, the cats, whatever. It's all... Woke up, put my lenses in. Felt a bit blurred. Didn't know whether I put lenses upon lenses.
Right.
You know when you get that. You don't wear lenses, do you?
Yeah, I went to the cupboard this morning to take a green tea tablet.
Yeah.
And then I got back to the kitchen, and I don't know whether I did or not.
Right.
I just don't know. It's like, well, the memory's not there.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence.
Yeah.
So I can either take two or none, or I've had one. Who knows? We'll never.
That's another reason to slightly cut down on the drinking. Is the effect on basic mind, just the brain.
And it's interesting. Someone was saying a lot about the sleeping thing.
Yeah,
and it's so funny because I'd never made that connection, which is ridiculous. But I think that you and I have both been talking about the boozing in relation to running, obviously, all the time since we've been doing this. And when I talk about it at home, we talk about how it affects sleep.
Yeah,
but that's with regard to
getting up in the morning, giving the kids breakfast, all that stuff.
But that obviously affects her running
of
as well.
Of course, I never made that connection.
Of course, yeah.
And we're always looking for where to get your rest and recovery without hurting your training schedule, isn't
yeah.
it? So high quality sleep. It's usually the only downside is one, higher quality sleep in day-to-day life is actually tougher. You get better sleep. Makes it a lot harder to get up in the morning.
Yes,
because you're so deep asleep.
Yeah.
And two, I'm sleeping really badly.
Right.
Crazy dreams. Crazy.
Yeah. I think you get that a bit when you come off the booze, don't you?
Yeah, maybe.
I think your subconscious goes a bit haywire.
I think not drinking or eating cheese.
Yeah.
I don't quite deserve dreams as dramatic as this.
Wow.
They've stopped being marathon stress dreams, at least.
Do you have those? I don't really get those.
I did at the beginning of the year. I think it's because I had a wave of got to get started.
Right.
And it was coming out of my dreams. It was funny how low level they were, because you know, I'd be at London. I'd be like,
I haven't got any safety pins.
I'm on for a really good time. No pins.
You see that, though, at the start of marathons, don't you? The hour or so before.
Yeah.
Just the tension with people, just getting that, all that, you know, the pins, the computer chip in your foot, all that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It just gets stressful. You find yourself shaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, speaking roughly, I think that you're like, you can probably look at that and think, why bothering?
Yeah.
Whereas for me, yeah, there's always going to be that ritual.
Yeah, yeah, no, the ritual's really important.
You've kind of got to own it.
Yeah,
I've got to enjoy fussing about the safety.
No, I feel it as well. Everyone's going through it.
Yeah.
I occasionally have anxiety dreams about I'm late for the start of a marathon. Just your classic kind of, I'm not going to get there on time sort of
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope that this wind we're running into
keeps going, yeah.
Isn't sounding too ridiculous to you. There's someone up here feeding swans. A bit worried they're going to get eaten by the swans.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look
at he that. Likes his swans.
Just juvenile.
Out the back of Sainsbury's again.
That's great.
Out the back of Sainsbury's, mate.
Groundhog Sainsbury's.
We've had a real...
Sorry,
mate. The look he gave us when we frightened away the pigeons.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd done him a favour.
Yeah.
He basically cleared out the pigeons and the seagulls and left him with his beloved swans and coots.
He's a very angry-looking pigeon whisperer.
Yeah.
It's turning into a bit of a Sainsbury's motif, isn't it?
He was a lot... Very much so.
Yeah.
Other supermarkets are available. Yeah. That guy was like... the Brenda Fricker character in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
As Joe Heenan, my Scottish friend comedian, said, she must really stink.
Yeah.
So at the west end of town, the river runs past two wonderful parks down to the Clyde.
There might be a bike, so be careful.
Oh, yes, they
come through, mate. Sorry.
You're welcome. So that's really good. There's a couple of miles of that. And then there's the Clyde runs across through town. You can also cross it at the footbridge at the west end by the old drum houses.
Yeah.
And run along by the new TV buildings there.
Right.
But then it goes right through town and past all the big bridges.
Yeah.
And it's a massively big, impressive river, of course. And really... a really nice place to run. And then at the other end of town, it goes to another park, Glasgow Green.
Right.
But you can also just stay with the Clyde.
Yeah.
And run off out of town for quite a long way. So if you imagine a kind of picture of a tape head.
Right, okay.
With rivers at both ends and the city in the middle.
That sounds good, yeah.
I love all that. It's a great place for a run.
If you want a bit of speed work, just suggest that England are better than Scotland at football, then just leg it.
Yeah, it's
in a crowded pub.
I prefer Edinburgh myself.
Yeah, yeah. Does everyone fancy some salad? Salad!
So I'm doing The Stand.
Lovely.
Which is a great comedy club.
Yes, it is. Great room.
So hopefully I'll be funny.
There's a kind of...
Be funny there.
We know you
That's
will.
That's a job. Be funny with some new stuff. I'm trying
to be funny
to
now.
Some new stuff.
Be funny now.
Be funny. Do it now. 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 You're on now.
The great thing about Glasgow audiences, people always say they're good.
They're really honest, aren't they?
They're really honest. They've got this balancing act, which you do get in other places, but reliably bubbles up in Glasgow, which is fairly unusual in general.
Right.
Which is where you get both the things you want, which is a leery, up for it, can get on the wrong side of them energy.
Yes.
Combined.
With a buoyant, we're behind you sort of vibe.
Yeah, but also with a wit and an ear for detail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, they're acute, they're bright, they're funny.
Often if you want wit and an ear for detail, you have to deal with a drop in energy to a kind of theatre gig.
No, you know, you're
or
right.
If you want the energy of a rowdy crowd,
yeah,
you have to kind of lowest common denominator, just a little bit, just to really ride the wave.
But in Glasgow you get an intelligent club audience, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is a great club, actually.
Yeah, really.
Very
nice.
Exciting, yeah.
I just sent an email trying to get booked back in myself, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. See, now, this is getting more picturesque, Rob. The journey that we're taking, this is...
It is
look,
getting
this
greener
is overhanging,
and greener, isn't it?
Sort of, this is like an avenue.
Yeah.
That's
the
really
avenue.
Like
morning, magpies. We've now seen over 152 magpies on this run.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's...
Yeah.
What does that mean, superstition-wise? You will be visited by three dogs and a moose.
Lots of luck.
Well,
so you've got loads of gigs coming up, have you, then, mate? You've got you off to
Dubai
and then coming back.
Oh,
gigs.
Look at that. Sorry, that's a hang lane pigeon putt. Used to go there when I was little.
Oh, mate, here we are, memory lane.
I grew up in one of these semis.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah, well, not one of these.
Yeah.
But, you know, a Westland
semi. Yeah.
It's funny to think how... It is different, you know, talking about my nan and granddad growing up in the Blitz. Well, and in London in general.
Yeah.
Not growing up, they were grown-ups. They were lucky to be in West London, you know, because around where we live, the little bomb sites and the number of buildings that are where...
Yes, of course.
You know, because because of the technology, the long distance, the ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, could just about get to London.
Right.
So people in the east of London were in trouble.
Right.
People in the west of London were safe.
Sort of fine, yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
They still all had shelters and everything. But it's just the geography of war.
Oh.
And all my posh mates would get these dormer windows. Look at that. See, classy.
Oh, yes.
I see that. And I think
the dormer. We're very pleased with our dormer windows.
That's right.
Opens out onto the patch. Then you've got the pitch and putt over the canal.
Yeah.
We've got a little boat to take us there.
I think there's a hill over there. In fact, I think that's Hossenden Hill. I used to go up there and... used to go up there and fly things, you know, kites.
Yeah.
Those helicopters where you pull the plastic out and they go...
Man, they were great, they were great.
And then I remember being a bit older.
So much more innocent than drones. Saying,
yeah. And talking of innocence, going up there with friends as like when I was a young grown-up. So
yeah.
Used to come and it was little, it's really nice. And getting there, it really wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Unless you're banging to dogging and drugs, it wasn't that nice.
It's because you're... what hill is it again? Just for our listeners who are into those two things.
it might be lovely. Yeah.
But it's that. Oh, this is the boat, you see, that we go over to the pitch and putt. We get up on the morning.
Yeah,
we get the boat.
To be
fair, along. We're at the pitch and putt.
They are waiting for boat safety.
All right.
Oh, gosh, no, I can't. Bear with me because the phone won't let me do that. Yeah, it is lovely, isn't it? I mean...
Mate, it's great.
We get it fixed up, we travel
We're running out into the country.
Once boat safety have been, we're
They're going to be fine. Not too long now. And they've got the little cat flap out the back as well.
You've got a little cat flap out the back.
Oh, yeah.
You want to watch that? Do you
but also, that thing of when you're a kid is the... you were physically a lot smaller then as well.
Yeah.
So things seem... When you go back as an adult, things seem smaller in every respect, don't they?
Absolutely.
You're physically bigger, but also mentally see more of the world and stuff. So.
I remember reading a Peanuts about that.
Right.
Funnily enough, when I was only about 13.
Yeah.
And but it was so philosophical.
Hey, hi.
It was Charlie Brown and who's the other really thoughtful one to go with the blanket?
Linus. Yeah.
He's saying, you know, I read somewhere about someone who thought that picture house was so huge, and then they grew up and they went back and it was just tiny, and then maybe as you get older it starts to get big again.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown says, I've got to head home, I think my back garden's shrinking.
Wasn't Peanuts fantastic?
Oh, so good.
Awesome. That the Christmas Charlie Brown is a great movie, isn't it?
Yeah. So
love watching it.
Thoughtful, so spacious and sad.
Yeah. So are
it's
we
gone nice, hasn't it? It's gone really nice.
Yeah, we did it the right way around, didn't it?
Absolutely.
We're going to run the other way around.
I was just going to say, if we're about halfway, we could
Are we getting close to that?
I think we are. I'm just going to look into it.
Okay.
Because then that means next week everyone can enjoy the country stage of our run. Yeah, we've gone 6¾ miles.
Okay.
For now, so we're going to keep on running, but join us again next week and do keep telling us how your 2017 in running is going.
Yes.
And keep telling us how good it is not drinking, because we need that encouragement.
Yeah, we really need that. Any tips on how not to drink? Get in touch with us on Facebook. We're always on Facebook, good for a chat.
Yeah, look out. If you talk about doing a park run on here, chances are you won't know from this, because we'll have already done it by the time this is out. So, but we'll mention it on Facebook and stuff. So.
I've had some feedback from people giving us recommendations for a Glasgow park run.
There's a few
park runs there, so thanks for that. I'll have a look for that.
Excellent. Pollock.
Pollock, yeah, that's meant to be the good one.
So all the other ones.
All the other ones, which other are all great in their own right.
And supermarkets, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just Sainsbury's by the canal. So yeah, RunConPod on Twitter. Running commentary on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, although not that many pictures at the moment because the world is looking so grim. join us again here next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Go.